This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We're live tonight like we're live every night. 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and we like it that way. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. If you would like to join in, we'd love to have you. And in studio tonight, we have myself, Chris.
And I'm Ian. We'll be joined by Rich Paul shortly.
Yeah, and Rich is on his way. So it's been an interesting couple days, Ian.
Has it for you?
Not just me, but I think for everyone.
What's going on?
Well, we have all sorts of turmoil, I think, regarding, President Trump and his...
What's he doing now?
Well, it's not so much what he's doing, but we know that the Senate, voted today to deny him funding for his wall.
Oh, yeah. You've got a story about this, right?
I think I do. If not, it's easy to find one.
Did I read that this will be his first veto in his entire term? That was a shock for me. I figured for sure he would have vetoed by something by now.
Not for lack of desire, I'm sure. But there is that whole thing, if I veto something, I don't want it overridden.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he feels that he can do that or not. But we're likely to see some challenge on that, but who knows? Hey, it's
this is something we didn't talk about very much when it happened. I think because we were in Mexico at the time, back when Mark and I were broadcasting from Anarchapulco, and before that, this emergency declaration on the part of Trump. So I have to say, I honestly don't know a whole lot about, you know, what the claim is, what it is that that he's saying. You know, he can now do, or what that emergency declaration actually contained.
Yeah, he came up with a lot of convoluted justifications for how he could act without Congress,
mm-hmm.
using previously taxed money of yours. That's you, the listening audience. The government has already taken that money. And even though it may have been, you know, for something for Homeland Security, saying, you know, we're going to upgrade airports or something like that, Trump says, no, we're going to build a wall because this is an emergency, Ian. It is an emergency. What's going on our southern border?
Quick, somebody panic.
That's basically the attitude. So that's kind of where Trump is. By invoking an emergency, then he has certain powers that have been granted him by the same Congress that is now saying you can't spend money on this. That's what governments do. They change the rules while the game is in progress. And Trump likes to change the rules. So even though this money was never really set aside specifically for that, by declaring it an emergency, he can say, well, I'm going to use all the money at my disposal to do this because it is an emergency.
Well, the doctrine of emergency has been around with the government for a long time.
Yes.
This is nothing new.
No, and it's been used frequently. As a matter of fact, I think there are a couple emergency actions that were put in place by, I'm trying to think if it was either Bush or like the second Bush, or maybe even by Clinton, where those things are actually still in power.
States of emergency that were never repealed.
Right.
This is what the conspiracy theorists have been saying for a long time.
Yeah, I think they may be on to something this time.
Yeah, the thing that I've read is that FDR was the first one to declare an emergency and not repeal it.
Was that for gold confiscation?
Quite possibly. I'm not sure what actions were related to the emergency, but I'm pretty sure it was
I've heard that was one of them. I've heard the gold confiscation was one of them, but again, I've never really researched it.
It could be.
Maybe you know more. You can call in and tell us about it at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. But in other news, we'll come back to that one. But sure. in other news, the court rules that gun maker Remington can get sued over Newtown. This is coming.
Which one was Newtown? One of the shootings, right?
This was the shooting in Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
Adam,
the one that
Lanza.
Some people believe was totally fake.
On any one of these, there are people that believe
fake.
That there is something fake, and I can't speak one way or another. I wasn't there.
Well, I'm just going to say one way. I think the idea that it's fake is pretty ridiculous. I mean, the idea that everybody who was involved in that is some kind of a so-called crisis actor, that, you know, people didn't actually have their children taken from them
right.
by violence on that day just seems to be a level of... delusion to me. Obviously, none of us were there, but, I mean, come on. How do you fake that? That's
right.
nonsense.
And it underestimates the ruthlessness of the government. I mean, it's much easier to do what it's widely acknowledged that government did in Lakeland, Florida, which is basically know that there are somebody's about to blow, get 70 calls or something the Lakeland police got about about the Florida shooter, just ignore it. You don't need a conspiracy. You don't need to fake a shooting if you can just shove large populations full of psychotropic drugs and see what the one in a million reactions do.
Right. And then once he does go off the rails and start shooting, hide behind the police car.
Yes.
Yeah.
Broward cowards.
Yeah, it's not just Broward.
Remember, well, Broward Colorado? was the guy who hid behind the police car in.
That's
in,
the county sheriff.
Yeah, Broward, that was Broward the Broward County, county sheriff.
But they let him go.
But I mean, I remember.
And now he's suing to get his job back.
Okay, but I remember officer safety going all the way back to 1998 or 7, whenever it was the Colorado shooting.
After Columbine.
Columbine was, because the officers, in that case, if I recall correctly, hid outside until all the shooting stopped.
Well, that was policy back then. So the old
it's
way
not now.
Was it?
No. So the old policy, and it was for active shooters, which is a new term too, right? Active shooters. We didn't have that term 10 years ago.
For today's active shooter, we have new sportswear.
Well, there were still active, so-called active shooters. There was that guy in the clock tower years ago,
way back.
Charles. What was his name?
I don't remember.
But in that case, they did what they do, and this policy maintained itself through Columbine, and that was we are going to encircle, we are going to confine the shooter to one location, and we'll either wait him out or...
Let him shoot.
Well, that was... They hadn't really had instances where they were just kind of going nuts and kept on shooting. They would either get a shot at them, like from a sniper or something. But you didn't rush in. After Columbine, the whole procedure changed to where active shooters are supposed to be attacked immediately. In other words, the first person...
happen?
Well, by the time the police get there, which is going to be 5-10 minutes later, then they go in. But the idea is anyone...
Or they don't go in. I swear, it seems like the stories are more frequently that the cops don't go in.
More,
now, maybe they don't get maybe it doesn't get reported when they do go in, I've heard so many stories of police just waiting around outside. Officer safety is paramount, is what they always say.
That was in Las Vegas. The police were supposedly outside the shooter's door for
10? Pretty much through his whole shooting.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the two questions that I've heard from that is, first, how did they get there so fast? And two, why did they stop and have a picnic once they were there instead of actually going in and doing something about it?
I don't know. That,
so,
that
I don't think these things are fake, but I do think that there are a lot of lies that come us about these school shootings. Just like 9/11, I don't believe any of the conspiracy theories, including the official story.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. In this case, gun maker Remington can be sued over how it marketed the Bushmaster rifle used to kill... That's interesting.
AR-15?
Yes.
Right?
Used to kill 20 children and 6 educators at Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012. In other words, gun maker Remington is being sued over how it marketed that specific rifle? This makes no sense. We'll find out. We'll talk more about that. 855-450-FREE. If you'd like to join the education, join the conversation, give us a call. Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DinoVite.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats. I would really recommend people starting their puppies on DinoVite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
DinoVite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to DinoVite.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Go to TheMorganReport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom, free as in no free lunch, free as in free. That's 855-450-3733. If you are challenged by adding numbers to words like I am. And we've been talking about the Remington lawsuit. Remington being told that they can be sued over the Newtown shooting. But before we get back
into that, I want to hear about this.
Yeah, I do too. Before we get into that, though, I do want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy Bitcoin, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin. You can also read the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forums. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, there are federal laws that do provide gun makers with some protections. Unlike other industries where they're sort of set to fend for themselves. We're going to jump right into this. Again, from the Associated Press through MSNBC, Hartford, Connecticut gun maker Remington can be sued over how it marketed the Bushmaster rifle used to kill 20 children and 6 educators in Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012. A divided Connecticut Supreme Court ruled Thursday. Now, I think the wording there is really interesting. It's as if gunmaker Remington marketed this one specific rifle and Adam Lanza bought it because he saw a man.
He didn't buy it, though.
He stole it. He stole it from his mother. But it's interesting that they state this as how they marketed the Bushmaster rifle used. So I'll take my issues with the Associated Press on that one. Justices issued a 4-3 decision that reinstated a wrongful death lawsuit and overturned a lower court ruling that the lawsuit was prohibited by a 2005 federal law that shields gun manufacturers from liability in most cases where their products are used in crimes. So that kind of makes sense to me. You know, if I build a car and somebody gets into that car and gets in an accident, if the car was sound, how is that my fault? Why should a car manufacturer be sued?
Yeah, I mean, it's the gun is supposed to kill people. I mean, that's what's supposed to happen when you pull the trigger, is that somebody is supposed to die.
Right.
Now, obviously, the gun is not morally responsible because the gun is not a moral agent, but, you know, if you pull the bullet, the trigger and a bullet comes out, your gun is working fine.
Right.
I mean, there was a guy who, one of those incel characters, which is the first time we heard about the incels, the involuntarily celibates, who took a van, I think he rented it from like U-Haul in Toronto, and then just mowed down people on the streets, just plowed into them,
right.
Ran up on the sidewalk, and I think he killed 12 people.
It was
a couple years ago, a year or two ago.
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago.
Should U-Haul be held responsible for having such a great rental price on a
really?
Well, in this case, what was the make of the van?
I don't know.
What was the make
Ford,
of the truck?
Ford, I'm going to guess Ford, but I don't know.
Then Ford, with following this logic, should be sued, should be liable for those deaths.
Well, I don't know. What is the specific content of the commercials that they're complaining about? Where did Remington,
does the article get into a
commercial about what fun it is to shoot up your school and come get a rifle now and take out some of your classmates? Or what were they advertising that seemed beyond if you pull the trigger,
I'm
a bullet
imagining
will come out?
Footage of pouty teenage boys upset.
Right.
Is this how you're feeling about your school? Solve it with a Remington.
Come on. Start Monday with a bang.
Good God.
Sorry.
Does the story get into anything about
We're not going to get into that. When they talk about gun manufacturers marketing their goods, what that pretty much means is they've included it in some product catalog. They've done a slick sheet. They've given it out at gun shows, and they've probably sent gun dealers some junk mail. Saying, you know, think about this. And they run ads in Field and Stream, you know. That's marketing. It's not like you're buying network TV time to show during Modern Family what a great rifle the Bushmaster is.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of gun advertisements on TV.
No, That's interesting, and you are right. I cannot remember ever seeing one in modern times, and I wonder if there's some federal law like there is against, you know, advertising alcohol and things like that.
I think alcohol you can advertise, but cigarettes you can't.
You can't show anyone drinking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You can discuss it, but even that, I think, yeah, cigarette ads, it's another good example. The plaintiffs included a survivor and relatives of 9 people killed in the massacre. They argue the AR-15 style rifle used by shooter Adam Lanza is too dangerous for the public, and Remington glorified the weapon in marketing it to young people. Again, okay. How are they marketing this to young people?
They made some memes, put it on the internet, apparently.
Probably.
This is just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
The idea that, and ultimately these are desperate people, you know, whose children were slaughtered, right? Trying to find someone to blame besides the psychopath who did it. Trying to find somebody with deep pockets that they can go after, right? That's what this is about.
Well, that's a few of these people, the people who are the actual plaintiffs of the suit, but then there's also a whole bunch of people who spend their whole lives waiting in the wings for somebody to get shot so that they can blame the gun manufacturers. They've already decided who to blame. They're just waiting for the next thing to blame them for.
You bet. We're going to jump to the phones where we have David from England. He's listening on the listen lines. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thanks. The only way I can get to you right now is by phoning the station, so I'm looking for your website. But I wanted to talk about the Manafort decision recently. Is that okay? Yeah, well, so we've got a decision on the Manafort case, and he's been put in jail for 7 years.
Before you do this, can we recap who Manafort is?
Oh, yeah.
I honestly don't know.
Okay.
I've heard the name associated
Paul
with
Manafort.
Trump. I don't follow all these
Manafort
criminals.
Paul Manafort was his campaign manager. And eventually, he was put in jail for 7 years because he lied to Congress, and he also...
Is that a crime, lying to Congress?
Yeah.
Well, Congress.
The only
wow.
It's a whole bunch of crimes that he was found guilty for, among them tax evasion and laundering money. And eventually...
Those are not real crimes, but all right. What else?
Not real crimes? Okay.
Where's the victim here?
Oh, okay. So... Now we have a new lawsuit.
Okay, lying to Congress and so-called tax evasion. So we're talking about lying to the government, which to me is not a crime. Do you have an actual crime this person committed?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'd like to hear that.
We're going to come back to you.
Yeah, hang on.
Count.
Okay, which count was the actual crime where there's a victim? That's what I want to hear
can
about.
Can I get to the point?
Yes, you can.
You can
moments.
In
Thank
just
you.
A moment, but we're going to put you on hold. We're going to get back to you, and we're going to discuss this. Do you have an opinion on Paul Manafort and his sentence? If so, stay tuned in. And
we pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A dozen Senate Republicans are joining Democrats in going against President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. On Thursday, a Senate vote on a resolution of disapproval passed by a 59-41 vote. One of those Republicans voting for the resolution of disapproval, Utah Senator Republican Mitt Romney.
It's a question about the balance of power that is core to our Constitution. This is not about the president or about border security. In fact, I support border security.
A California woman is launching a $500 billion lawsuit in connection to the nationwide school bribery scandal. The woman filed her class action complaint in a San Francisco Superior Court against actresses Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman, and 40 other defendants. The woman claims her kid and other kids did not get a fair chance to get into universities due to the cheating scandal. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's our toll-free number, or 855-450-3733. Of course, you can also hit us up with Discord at discord.lrn.fm. Discord is a pretty cool app. You can load it on your smartphone. You can load it on your PC or maybe your Mac. I think they have a client, I think, for about everything. You can connect with your microphone, your high-speed internet connection, and talk to us as if you were sitting in the studio with us. That's at discord.lrn.fm. And we had previously been discussing the issue of Remington getting an okay to be sued. And we were talking to David, who wanted to discuss the Manafort decision. We're going to go back to David. David, are you still with us?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, so real quickly, David, you know, Paul Manafort, like you said, he was the campaign manager for Trump in his election at some point. I think he went through a couple
probably
of
went
campaign
through more than
managers.
One.
Yeah. And then he got hit with a bunch of charges related, I think, from the Mueller investigations and ended up getting charged on a number of them.
Right, but he was saying there was like some real crimes, and I understand that the term crime just, you know, essentially defined by whatever the government says is illegal. I only really consider crime to be something that has a victim. So you said there were seven charges, and I'm wondering which one of those charges actually has a victim?
Well, the American people is the victim.
For example,
guilty, found guilty of two counts of bank fraud.
Bank fraud.
So there's
filing false.
So the bank would be the victim if it's bank fraud.
Okay.
What was the fraud that was committed? Do you know?
Well, how about he didn't? How about false tax returns?
Well, that's there's no crime there. I mean, that's just people trying to keep their money. Yeah, I mean, that's just trying to keep your money away from the actual criminals who are the government.
So he's an innocent man.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I don't know if he's.
Yeah.
It's certainly not a crime to lie to a robber who's robbing you and say, I don't have any more money for you.
It's a crime to lie to Congress. You can get 5 years for each.
That's not a crime with a victim, though, okay? So you're talking about Congress is a criminal enterprise. Okay? If there's a group of criminals with a gun to your head saying you have to talk to us.
Let me get to the point. I realize that now. Good night.
Oh, okay. I was just asking you about the case.
You want
to call in and make a claim, I'm going to ask you to back up the claim. You're welcome to get to, you know, whatever point it is you wanted to make. We didn't hang up on him, just to be clear.
Yeah. He absolutely hung up on us. And that's the point, though. And a lot of people they take issue with this idea that there has to be a victim. Can't the American people, can't the government be a victim? And by definition, no, you can't. You cannot say that some abstract collective group of people is, quote, a victim, and especially when that same group of people is going to do things that are unconstitutional, immoral. So defend yourself. And Ian rightfully called the guy out.
Yeah. There's certainly nothing wrong with lying in self-defense.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the point here.
Now, it does say here on AmericanBanker.com that in regards to the bank fraud allegations, he apparently was accused of lying to tax authorities about his income and offshore tax accounts, failing to file reports about those accounts, and defrauding banks to get loans. So, you know, if he was actually committing fraud in order to get some sort of pecuniary benefit, then you could argue that the banks were the victims in those cases. But it's hard to really feel too sorry for banks, given how protected they are by the government.
And generally, lying on a bank application is not considered fraud unless they can show that you had no intention to pay
the loan,
to pay it back.
Interesting. That's a good point.
Yeah.
If you just, you know, my middle name's Bob, not Eugene. Is that lying on my bank application? Did I cause a crime to occur?
Yeah, and it's been, my understanding is it's always been regarded that you didn't. Same thing with job application.
Yeah, I think you make a good point there, Rich. You know, if you say you have this long history of working somewhere and that history doesn't actually exist, but the bank doesn't check the claim and they go ahead and give you the loans, figuring, oh, well, you know, this person's got a long history of working.
Mm-hmm.
Even if that weren't true, if you've been making the payments on the loan, then there's no actual damage that's been done.
Yeah.
So.
Well, apparently the topic tonight, though, is Paul Manafort.
Is it? Okay.
Evidently, because we have Dan in Nebraska.
Great.
He's listening on the TuneIn app, and he wants to talk about Paul Manafort. Dan, hey, Dan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so I actually agree with the guy from just before. In that they're absolutely, I understand, I guess, that we have some different standards about what a victim is because, but in my opinion, the destruction that Paul Manafort very deliberately brought to the democracy in my country is damage to me. And it's
what did he do exactly?
That he is a subverted this country's electoral process and
how?
Has contributed to somebody who may very well stop our country from being a Western-style liberal democracy.
Okay, so you don't like Trump.
Lifetime.
I got that. Right. But how is it that this Manafort guy, what was it?
What did he do
democracy?
That contributed to this?
What he did that contributed to this is that he colluded with a foreign power to get somebody in who would be divisive to our country and destroy it from the inside out.
Okay, well, being divisive isn't necessarily a bad thing. The government is in the business of doing violence, and violence is divisive, so that's kind of what he was elected to do. But
well, Yeah, I understand where you're going with this, but for the caller, for Dan, do you feel like the election of Donald Trump in itself was like a clear and present danger to the United States? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I would say that, but what I'd like to add to that statement, because I don't feel like it's a very full statement, is that Russia deliberately backs people who he knows will be people that they know will be divisive and pit the different types of social and cultural factions of a country against each other. He didn't just
what does that mean, divisive? Because, you know, Hillary Clinton...
Hold on.
With Marine Le Pen in France and Brexit in Britain, because he wants to keep Britain and the UK and the United States isolationist and away from each other so they can't compete with Russia. That's okay. What he wants. He wants to divide us up so it's easier for Russia.
All governments want to divide you. Just to be clear, this is one of their favorite tactics is for governments to get people to go at each other's throats over stupid crap like, you know, left and right and race and all that stuff. They want people to be divided so they'll ignore the fact that it's really the government that's the problem. That's what they want you to ignore, is that the government's the problem.
And I guess my other question would be, does that sovereignty, does not having your elections messed with because it's somebody else has a financial interest, does that extend to Chile? Does that extend to any of the other countries that we've messed with? The United States government.
I think what we did in all of those South American countries, Augusto Pinochet in Guatemala, in Venezuela right now, absolutely horrible. We should keep our hands out of it and stop
that
being
we are agreeing.
All right, I'm not in pro empire. All right, that is something I'm not.
Nor are we.
Okay, so you're just saying you don't like this Manafort guy because you believe he worked with the Russians to promote a political campaign?
And there's been no evidence of collusion with the Russians, of course.
There have been a lot of allegations. There's an investigation going on by the FBI that suggests that Trump was involved with building a Trump Tower in Moscow and had some sort of benefit being granted to him by Putin directly. So there's a lot of interesting allegations.
Interesting.
Out there.
I've seen has said there's no evidence of collusion.
But I just don't care. I mean, if the Russians are buying advertisements promoting a political candidate, I really don't care about that.
Yeah, Dan, thank you so much for the call. 855-450-FREE. Do you have an opinion on Donald Trump, on Paul Manafort, on anything else? Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober. Now, your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. You can hit us up on Discord. You can find out more at discord.lrn.fm. And heck, you can even watch us. You can watch us on Twitch. Very cool platform. And we'd love to have more of you as subscribers on our Twitch channel. You can find out more at twitch.lrn.fm. Twitch is cool because you can actually see, hear, listen, interact with other users. And you get to see the smiling face of Rich Paul. And
oh, happy day.
If that's not worth the price of entry, then I don't know what is. Of course, Twitch is free, so you get to see Rich for free. But you can also sign up, and you can like our channel. That's kind of cool. If you happen to be an Amazon.com Prime member, every month, you are allowed to subscribe for free to some channel. We like it if you subscribe to us.
Yeah.
Yes. So subscribe to, is that under LRN.FM?
If you go to the twitch.lrn.fm, you look right below the video window. There's instructions on how to do that. But actually, what I wanted to talk about with Twitch tonight was our new goal to try to reach what they call Twitch Partner. So when you join Twitch as a streamer, because there's millions of people on the Twitch platform, for listeners that aren't familiar, it's the video game streaming platform. It launched back in 2011, and then Amazon purchased it a few years ago. And it's become the big competitor to YouTube as far as game streaming. And then a couple years ago, they expanded their categories to include things like what they call IRL streams or in real life. And that's like where people just kind of, you know, they're going to the store, they're cooking or whatever, they're streaming it and they're interacting with their stream viewers. And then there's also a talk shows and podcast category. So that's the category under which we are found. And the goal is to reach this Twitch partner level, which is the higher level. There's a Twitch affiliate. So there's that's what you reach once you've gotten a certain level of streaming, an amount or a number of hours of streaming kind of under your belt within 30 days. That's easy for us. We're here every single night. We've also got the Call to Freedom, which airs from 4 to 7 Eastern time before our show during weeknights and Questioning Authority on the weekend. So we've got more than enough content on the channel. So we hit that level pretty quickly, and we've been at this for over a year now. The Twitch partner level requires us to have 75 concurrent viewers throughout an entire month. So basically, at any time that we're streaming, we have to hit over 75 viewers, I think, like on average or something like that. Some sort of a calculation on a monthly or 30-day rolling basis, basically, to make that that Twitch partner level. And if we can make that level, then that, from what I understand, opens up some options for us. It may allow us to actually buy a front page feature from Twitch. This is what I've heard. I'm not sure if it's true. But the idea would be we could just spend some amount of money and then Twitch will feature our feed on the front page of its website, which will draw likely thousands of viewers to the platform.
Well, very cool.
So that's kind of the ultimate goal, but the way we want to get there is not to fake it, because you can fake it pretty easily. There's websites that will allow you to buy viewers for like $50, and it's no big deal. But we'd like
to... We want it organic.
We want it to be real. I mean, is it organic when you ask somebody to do something? I don't know. Is that organic? Because organic would be like natural growth without encouraging it.
Well, that depends on whether the person you asked was grown without pesticides.
Yeah.
That's true, too.
So here the idea is to say, hey, could you just maybe do us a favor? If you like what we're doing here at Free Talk Live, you want to contribute to helping us get that level of Twitch partner, then one way to do that would be to have a browser window open to our channel at twitch.lrn.fm. And preferably you should be logged into a Twitch account while you're doing this. I think that might help. But just leave that browser window open, and then, you know, essentially if you've got a work computer or a home computer, pick one and put that browser window on there. And then whenever you're on the computer, there we are. You can listen or not listen. But if you mute it, I think we still get, you know, even if it's muted, I think we'll still be counted as a viewer on that stream. So obviously we prefer you listen more often than not, but just having it there and having it open 24/7 could help us. So please go to twitch.lrn.fm and help us do that. And basically just leave it open for the next few months if you can, and then we should be able to hit that Twitch partner.
In return, we, speaking for the Thursday crew, will certainly do our best to provide compelling and thoughtful entertainment for you.
Yeah, and if it's there, you might be more likely to listen more often.
Absolutely.
To us live. And just to be clear, I'm not asking anybody to commit fraud here. I want this to be an individual who's doing it. Please don't make multiple accounts or anything like that. We want these to be real, you know, viewers for Twitch.
Absolutely. But we are going to go to the phones because we have Dave in New York, who, the topic here
What's
is
wrong tonight?
Freak of nature.
Something is always wrong with, if this is the Dave that I'm thinking it's going to be.
We never know. A lot of people, probably a lot of Daves in New York.
There are a lot of Daves in New York, but only one calls this show regularly.
And
so let's hear
watching Dave's us on YouTube. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I have a friend of mine out in Boston. He's been hitting me up about this girl that he knows, and he said he wants to bring her here to New York so we can both like bang her or do her or whatever. And he says he was hitting me up saying that he wants me to make a video.
Okay,
just to be clear,
Dave.
Let's hop in here real
quick.
Don't
get any more graphic than you already have been. Okay, remember we're on the radio here.
You have reached the limit.
Your friend in Boston.
And my finger is on the dump button.
Yeah,
so go ahead.
So your friend in Boston wants to come. Where was the girl, in Boston or New York?
Yeah, my friend in Boston. You know, he knows this girl, and he's been, you know, putting pictures on the Discord. You know, and you know she's Anyway, but
hold on. Wait. Which Discord is he on? The LRN, the Free Talk Live Discord?
No.
Which Discord do you hang out in, Dave?
One called DS Live or something.
What's that
DS
stand
still
for?
Lives or something.
Can you say that on the radio?
D like in dog, S like in save, you know. It stands for Death Squad Still Lives or something. I don't know.
What's the Death Squad? Is it like a video game thing?
No. Is
it a wrestling thing?
Anyway.
Yeah, what I want to know is why you hang out on this Discord. What's going on with it?
Me, this guy, TJ, out in Seattle, and my friend out in Boston, you know, we all hang out on this Discord channel.
So the guy in Boston, just to be clear, he's on this Discord with you. He's posting pictures of this girl.
Who he wants to have sexual relations with.
And he wants you to have sexual relations with him and her?
Yeah, like a threesome kind of a thing. And
just to clarify, I got to ask more questions. Is this his girlfriend, or is this just some chick that he's attracted to that he knows?
I think he met her on Instagram or something. I don't know.
Or doesn't know.
That's not actually meeting somebody. I'd just like to clarify. When you go on Instagram and you type, you know, a message to somebody, you actually don't know who's responding.
And how long he has lived in his father's basement.
Yeah, but anyway, he said that he wants to bring her here so that, you know, we can both tour and stuff like that. And he was also saying that he wants me to make a video about her, but I don't know anything really about her. He says, she said, I sent him, you know, a whole bunch of questions in an email to ask her.
Why would he want you to make a video about her?
If I can suggest, I mean, a couple things that this guy should ask this woman. What position did she play on the football team? If she did play football, I'm assuming
she didn't play. She didn't play football. She did not play football.
Okay.
He met her on Instagram.
I know she's on Instagram, but football you're working under the assumption that she is a she, and I'm working under the assumption that she probably at some point in her life played football because she's probably not a girl.
Well, I don't know if that means they played football.
She never played football because I had seen pictures of this girl.
Sure. Did you take these pictures of this girl?
I have seen naked pictures of this girl on the Discord app.
Okay. Right. So no is
let's,
the answer.
Let's presume it's a real woman.
Okay.
Just for the sake of argument, even though there's no real proof.
It's a stretch for me, but I'm willing to go with that. Go ahead.
It sounds like there's some photographic evidence. You know,
there's certainly plenty of pictures on the internet of women, but is there an actual woman behind the account is, I think, a valid question.
I think so, too.
Because a lot of these Instagram accounts are actually robots.
You may be getting catfished, Dave. That's what I'm saying.
What does that mean? Can you define that term? Can you define a catfish? What is that?
Hold on, Dave.
We got to define what catfish is. So if you don't,
I want to hear Dave's definition. Go ahead. Tell us about catfishing.
I know what a catfish is, okay? I'm not retarded or anything. I'm not stupid.
You have to understand there are people listening to the conversation who may not know slang terms from the internet.
Right. Catfishing would be pretending to be someone else. The classic example
of deceit, of fraud, of getting money from that person.
Maybe something else.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, Dave.
I want to hear more about
your big plans.
We're going to bring Dave back.
Yeah, we're going to bring Dave back.
Hey, Dave, we're going to bring you back after this break. But
is Dave going to actually get laid?
This is an important question we've been asking for years. 855-450-3733.
855-450.
Jeez.
Damn, son.
I know.
We'll be
back.
I think I just had a stroke.
Have a good night.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.